This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gapak. India-Indonesia Joint Commission meeting is underway in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Indonesian counterpart Sugiono are co-chairing the meeting. In his opening remarks, Dr. Jaishankar said that the joint commission between both nations is convening after a gap of four years, and it is essential to acknowledge that significant advancements in bilateral relations have been made during this time. He said, India-Indonesia celebrated the 75 years of establishment of bilateral ties last year. Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono also said, this is an important meeting to allow both the countries to review the progress of cooperation since the last Joint Commission meeting held in 2022. India and Indonesia shares culture, colonial history and post-independence goals of political sovereignty, economic self-sufficiency and independent foreign policy. These ties have now expanded in the realm of more sophisticated political, economic, defense and science and technology cooperation ties. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has called for a close watch on financial and property transactions along international borders. The directive came during a meeting chaired by Shah at BSF's Tripura Frontier Headquarters regarding the border areas of the northeastern states. The government today said that Indian households continue to receive cooking gas at among the lowest prices globally despite a sharp rise in international LPG prices. In a statement, the Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry said that the Indian cylinder is cheaper than any neighboring country and far below the price in advanced economies such as the United States, Australia, and Canada. Today is the last day to submit applications for verification of issues observed and re-evaluation of answers on the post-result services portal for CBSE Class 12 Examination 2026. In a social media post, Central Board of Secondary Education said that the portal will remain open until midnight. He asked the students to complete and submit their applications before the deadline. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, yesterday conducted searches at six premises at Chandigarh, Panchkula and Delhi NCR region in connection with the ongoing investigation with IDFC First Bank and AU Finance fraud case. The case is related to 661 crore rupees misappropriation fraud and siphoning of the government funds in eight departments of Haryana government and two departments of Municipal Corporation Chandigarh and Crest Chandigarh. In a statement, the CBI said that the search operations were carried out at residential premises of senior public servants of Haryana Kedar and a private consultant firm and its director in connection with irregularities committed and with regard to receipt of proceeds of crime. Andhra Pradesh Governor Justice S. Abdul Nazir extended his warm greetings to Akashvani on the completion of its historic 90-year journey, describing the occasion as a landmark moment in the history of Indian public broadcasting. The governor praised Akashvani for its valuable contributions to society over the past 9 decades. The Telugu Desam Party TDP announced three candidates for the Rajya Sabha elections scheduled to be held on the 18th of this month. TDP National President N. Chandrababu Naidu released the last list of candidates, which includes industrialist Sanasatis, educationist and Bhashya Educational Institutions Chairman Bhashyam Ramakrishna and TDP Social Media Wing Chief Chinta Kayala Vijay. World Food Safety Day is being observed today globally. The day highlights food safety as a shared right and responsibility and serves as a powerful opportunity for collective action. This year's theme, From Problem to Solution, Safe Food Everywhere, highlights the importance of ensuring food safety through cleanliness and scientific practices from farm to plate. Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today reaffirmed the government's commitment to safe and hygienic food for a healthier future. Nadda urged citizens to adopt healthy eating habits and contribute to building a fit and self-reliant India. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.